Hey everyone, and welcome to the Nerdable Podcast. So just wanted to hop on here real quick and give you a disclaimer for the second episode. We were having some technical difficulties, so there is a little bit of static noise. Please don't hold that against us, guys. It was just technology was not cooperating that day. And other than that, guys, please enjoy the podcast episode. Again, this is episode 2. And you can listen on your favorite podcast platform or find us on YouTube at the Nerdable Podcast. And thank you guys for listening. Now enjoy the show. Hey, everyone, and welcome to the second episode of the Nerdable Podcast. I'm your host, Abel, along with my co-host, David. And today we are finally excited to be here because our podcast has officially launched. A lot of you don't know, I think we might have said it, but we recorded episode 1 in the past, and it feels like it's taken forever, but at the same time, it's like, man, it's already April.
Yeah, for sure.
Right? Doesn't it feel like we recorded that a long time ago? Like, I feel like, I think we recorded like in February.
Time is flying by. March has just like flown, to be honest, in my opinion.
Yeah, it's disgusting. Like, ugh, time. And so guys, we're going to start off this episode with basically talking about our recent pickups, and that's going to be Funko Pops, Pokemon, Yu-Gi-Oh, whatever it is that we've recently picked up and we collect. And so David, if you want to get started with any recent pickups, I know that you've had a recent like shopping experience that I'm very jealous of. So if you want to share that.
So on, March the 19th, I went to one of the first GameStops, and there was like nothing, and people were just like lined up like ridiculous. And then whenever I went to a second GameStop, it was like everything was available, everything was there. The guy's like, well, what did you want? And like the whole reason I went was just to pick up that the Fraple promotional card. And so luckily for me, like I spent like $30, and then I just like picked it up. So I finally have that. I'm gonna send it off to be graded. I'm excited for it.
I'm so jealous. Fuck.
it looks great. I was like, oh my God, I love this card. I didn't think I was going to get it. I honestly didn't. I was like, it will definitely be gone. But got lucky this time.
Yeah. And what did you get? Like, I know what you got, but for the listeners, like, what did you pick up?
So I picked up the anniversary binder, ones with like the giant cards. It comes with like Pikachu, like the original artwork, and then I bought the Battle Styles lunchbox, and you know it comes with about 5 packs, some sleeves, and then a collectible. And then I got a few of the packs for the new Battle Styles, like the packs, which I'm unsure if I'm gonna open those or I'm gonna give them away or what I'm gonna do with them. Yeah, I'm still debating.
Stay tuned to his Instagram, guys. Yeah, and anything else that you want to talk about that you recently picked up? Anything like other things that you may collect?
Oh, well, I picked up I ordered the 2020 New Year's Pokemon promotional packs. So I got to open that up on video, but I haven't edited that yet, but it's going to come out. And you know, that was awesome. Pretty fun. It was exciting.
Speaking of, I have a video that's scheduled that David sent me of some, I think it was pack openings that you did. I have that I need to edit, and or you've already edited it. I don't need to edit it, right?
No, I believe it's done. So there's a Snorlax More Pico video.
That's okay. Yeah, so I have that in my inbox. I just need to get to it. It's my first week. I just completed my first week back at work after having COVID. So like, thankfully I've had all this content like pre-scheduled, because dude, the past week, by the time I get home, I'm like, shit, I don't do anything.
You're not alone.
Yeah. And so I am excited to get that up on the YouTube channel. So that will be up soon. And yeah, is that all you have recently? Or I was so jealous of you that day, man. I was like, damn asshole. Like, I hate him. Like, I'm paying triple prices for my stuff and you just got lucky. That's just the way it is sometimes.
I walked into this little hole in the wall GameStop and nobody was in the whole store. And I was like, is this place open? It was just me and the clerk. And I was like, okay. And then later on, some mom walked in later on. I don't know what she was buying, but I was already in front of her.
So I'm a little irritated because I'm irritated because yesterday I went out and I was like, I'm going to shoot a vlog style video and I'm going to record like for some Funko Pops and Pokemon cards. Well, screw that vlog because all I got was like four pops and it was at one store and no Pokemon cards whatsoever. I went to three GameStops and I went to Target. Target had a bunch of those binders that you're talking about, but I'm like, I actually had a bunch of those big cards and I had stopped collecting for a long time. And I remember I just like threw them all away. I was like, whatever. And I really wanted, I'm, you know what? Now I'm thinking about it. I'm like, I might still order it on Amazon because I want that original art Pikachu, like the big card. It's pretty cool.
Which each like version of the giant artworks, they have like two packs of like, I think it's Sun and Moon in them. So you get extra stuff in there too. That's kind of cool.
Oh, cool. So yeah, I think I might be getting that. And then yesterday, I actually have this app, it's Invasion Toys. And yesterday, they send notifications when they restock on Pokemon cards. And I don't have notifications on for anything on my phone. Like, the only thing I have notifications on are for, like, texts and calls. And Invasion Toys definitely has notifications on. And I saw, and it was like Battle Styles, like round two, and like get it now. And I was so fast to click on that, and I actually got the lunchbox. Like, I ordered that, and it was actually like reasonably priced. It was, I don't know how much you paid for yours, but I paid $29 for it.
I think mine was somewhere around there too. Like, somewhere around like 29, I think.
Yeah, so that was actually like the first Pokemon product that I've paid like retail basically for in the longest time. And so, guys, I have, before I get into that, let me talk about the pops that I picked up yesterday. I actually got, I went to Box Lunch, and I got a couple of the new Deadpool pops, like the 80th anniversary, or I don't know what anniversary it is. Like the anniversary Deadpool pops, I'm sorry, I don't even know what they are. But I told myself I wasn't going to get them, and now I'm like after the entire collection. I got a couple of them from Box Lunch. Pretty cool. I'm going to actually have them up on a YouTube video. And then that's basically all. Yeah, that's all I got yesterday. And then for Pokemon cards, I got a, what was it? A Vivid Voltage booster box. And I paid probably way too much for it. But it's like, I don't know. And it's unopened. It's sealed. And so I'm like, should I hold on to it, like, and just leave it like that, you know? But at the same time, I'm like, oh, I want to go after like the Charizard or the Pikachu or something, you know. I don't know. I'm torn on that one. And then I also finally got the Shining Fates, my very first Elite Trainer box from that collection, which that one was actually like, it wasn't too bad of a price compared to like other things that I've paid for. So
yeah, I picked up some Vivid Voltage the other day at the HEB, actually, where I worked at. They actually had some, and I was like, oh, I'm going to get these while I can.
Dude, if you ever get them again, get me some and I'll cash up you.
I'll definitely do that because I know one of my coworkers is like, oh, I know when the lady comes, but she doesn't come during our shift, so we have to come out to work. I was like, I mean, that's fine. We'll do that.
Dude, let me know. It's like 4 a.m. I will be there, okay? Like, I will, like, set my alarm. Like, I will be there. Yeah, and so that's really been it. Funko Pops, I mean, I could go on for days about recent pickups because I literally get, like, a delivery every day of Funko Pops. But, the Deadpool ones are my favorite. And I posted a picture on Instagram. I got the Funko exclusive sticker on the Nerd Deadpool. That was cool. I was excited. I could have ordered the other ones and got the Funko stickers on them. However, the Nerd one is really the only one that I really, really wanted, like, the sticker on, because that's like our brand and my shop, and I'm wearing my shirt now, one of my shirts.
You need to get one.
Yeah, definitely. But yeah, so that's really it for pickups. Let's just get into some Funko news. They recently, this past like week, have announced like a bunch of like coming soon pops, and a few of them I was like kind of torn on. I'm kind of like, why are they making these? Like, for instance, a lot of people are going to hate me, but they're making more. I think they already have Dirty Dancing pops, like, from the movie, and they're making, like, more. And I'm like, why? Like, that was, like, what, 30 years ago? Over 30 years ago? Like, come on.
Something like that. That's interesting. I've never seen the movie. I've never seen it.
Me either. It's like, it came out and I don't think I was born. I think that maybe I was like a couple years old or I wasn't born. One of the two. But there is a Deadpool pop that I'm after and it's a 7-Eleven exclusive. However, I was thinking, I'm like, I don't remember the last time I saw a 7-Eleven. Like, do we have those here? And here, guys, it's South Texas, by the way.
I have not seen one. I mean, I know it's the Rio Taco Company every single corner of everywhere.
But those are stripes.
Yeah.
Yeah. And so that's annoying. So I'm going to pay like 10 times probably for that one. But there are, of course, more Deadpool pop pins that are coming out. Now, that's the thing. I don't know if you have any of those, but I only have one. It's like an Albus Dumbledore, and it's like an oversized pin. So it's like, if you're watching the video, guys, you could see it's pretty big. And it actually is so big that it comes with like a little kickstand on them. And so like you don't have to pin it. And I actually have him like chilling on my dresser. So that's that. This is another line that I know people are excited about, but I don't like it. And it's but I'm gonna talk about it because I don't like Star Wars. I don't know if you do. We've never talked about Star Wars.
I've not seen it. One of my friends tried to get me to watch it, and I was like, it's not bad, but I never pursued it and keep watching it. I did finish The Mandalorian though, which is kind of weird. But
yeah, you see, I'm not a big Star Wars. Like, I've watched like two movies, but I hate like the order of them is so confusing, and I don't know. I don't like it. I don't care for it. But there are some new pops that are coming out in August that are available for pre-order now. And those are going to be from Clone Wars, which I don't know, but I know that there are a lot of Star Wars fans. So definitely check that out, guys. It's available for pre-order. Let's see. Do you collect or have you ever got any of the pop sodas?
I have not. I think I've seen them at like, there was this local game store in San Angelo where I used to live, and they had a lot of them, but I never got the chance to try them out.
Yeah. Oh, so I've only gotten like two, and I think I gave them away to my nephew or something because I used to be a store manager at Box Lunch. And you can imagine that's where I got like half of my collection while working there. So I used to be manager there, and so I was there when they first came out, and I'm not really into them, but there are a few new ones that are coming out, and there is one that I really, really want, and it's from a Disney movie, The Incredibles. It's Edna.
I want that one too. I'm never going to lie.
I love her. Like, I love her. And it actually comes with, like, there's also a Chase variant in the soda pop as well. And so I'm after that one. Let's see. Powerpuff Girls, Mojo Jojo, a new soda coming out. I was never into that, but I know a lot of people are. Here's another one that I'm after is Edward Scissorhands.
Oh, that one might be interesting. I did like Edward Scissorhands. I like that movie. It was good.
Yeah, he looks really creepy. I have a couple of the regular pops of Edward Scissorhands, and the detail is just like amazing. I love it. Let's see. Oh, and then I know there's a lot of like anime people out there. Do you watch anime?
I do. I watch it kind of religiously. So watch so many shows that are incomplete.
The only anime I've ever watched is I started My Hero, and I think I got through the first season, which was, it's decent. I actually kind of liked it. And then I finished Avatar. And I only watched those because people were coming. I was manager at Box Lunch again, and people were coming in and asking me questions about the shows because we sold all that merch. I'm like, I don't know what you're talking about. Like, I have no idea who these people are. But now I'm like, you know, I'm all about Avatar. I love it. I finished it a while back though. And then I started watching Legend of Korra, I think.
It's good. It's so good. I started watching it with my friend recently and she was like, let's watch it. 'Cause she's about it. And it's really good. I love it. I was like, I'm not done with it yet, but I'm getting it.
Yeah. I'm not done with it. I put it on pause because I was like, I started watching it like right after I binged Avatar. And so like, I needed a little break from it. You know, I'm like, okay, this is enough for me. However, I said all that to say there is a new, I know it's like Naruto, but there's another one. Like it starts with a B. I don't know. Okay. So there's a soda pop with him coming out. And everybody's kind of freaking out because they made that one before. They've never had a Naruto soda pop. And so there's a lot of like people like, hey, how come? I guess Naruto's more popular. And they're like, I guess, you know, just like internet chatter, you know, guys. But other than that, the only other kind of Funko news I really wanted to cover was the new, like the Target exclusive Blacklight Pops, the Marvel Pops. I don't have any of those, but there's a new Deadpool one coming out, and I do like to collect Deadpool Pops and Groot. I don't collect all the Marvel line, but I do like Groot and I like Deadpool. And so there is a new one, and those are available for pre-order as of March 26th. So by the time this episode comes out, you guys could definitely pre-order them on Target, and those are Target exclusive. So is there any Funko news that you want to kind of talk about or chatter, anything you've heard?
Not yet. I do. Other than wanting to get that Charizard exclusive one, I think that's, or Charmander, sorry, exclusive one. I think that's about all I want from Funko Pops. Yeah, I'm waiting. I'm probably going to look around as it comes out. I'll probably buy more.
Yeah, so that was for the Emerald City Comic Con. I have yet to record my Comic Con haul because I just keep adding to it. So I bought a bunch. I pre-ordered a bunch online. I didn't pre-order them. Sorry. I ordered them online like the day of Comic Con. I was able to get everything I wanted. And then while just out shopping, I've found a couple of more like in the wild, you say. And so like I've added them to my collection. So I think I'm finally done. And so I can definitely record that video coming soon. So let's talk about some Pokemon stuff. There's this new card that is coming out that David just told me about before we recorded. David, do you want to share with our listeners?
It's that a special edition, like a special delivery Charizard. It's got like Pikachu riding his back. He's got like a mailer carrier's bag, and it's rumored to be in that 25th anniversary like booster box or pack. They haven't given all the details out yet, but I saw it the other day and people are saying that's going to be pretty hard to get a hold of, because once that thing hits pre-order, it's probably gonna be sold out immediately. That's what happened with Shining Faith. It just was gone immediately.
Yeah, where are these people like pre-ordering? I can't find anywhere to pre-order, and I don't want to pre-order from small shops, because the way I've looked into being a distributor for Pokemon and the way they distribute is to like the bigger retailers first, and then whatever's left, they fulfill like the smaller orders. And so if you pre-order from a small shop, that's really not a guarantee, because if they don't end up getting it, then you're screwed and you're just gonna get it, you know. And so I'm like, where are these people pre-ordering from? Like, I feel like you have to know somebody who knows somebody.
That's what I'm saying. Like, I've even tried to get Pokemon Center the day it's released and it's already gone immediately. I'm like, how are these people here this fast?
It's disgusting. So and other Pokemon news is Pokemon Snap is coming out on the Nintendo Switch, and I am really excited about that, because I actually had the original, what was it, Nintendo 64 version, I think it was.
I loved
that game so much. And then I remember like you could go to Blockbuster and like print out your photos. Like, I was just all about that. Now I'm curious, like they've released trailers and stuff, and I know that you can save video on the Switch and you can take photos on it, like save photos and stuff. So I'm curious to see what they're going to do with like that aspect of it. Like, I don't know. I feel like now the technology that there's going to be so much more to Pokemon Snap than just like the original, you know?
I know you can like decorate them in different borders and you can like upload them to like the cloud on Nintendo and all this other stuff. So it's kind of cool. You can be able to do a lot from what I was seeing in the trailer on the, I think it's Nintendo Treehouse, what they call it.
Yeah. And so, you know, this year is the 25th anniversary. All you Poke fans know. They also announced, we haven't talked about this, the two new games that will be out, I think next year, right?
So Arceus is on like literally the beginning of 2022. And I think the Diamond and Pearl remakes are kind of the tail end of 2021, if I'm not mistaken.
So are you excited about... I'm excited about the Arceus one because it's going to be like... It's going to be, I feel like it's going to be like a free range game. Like we're going to be able to do stuff that we haven't been able to do. Cause in Pokemon, like a lot of times they have, if you haven't played the game, a lot of the times they have like roads blocked off until you've accomplished a certain thing, or you can only go one way. Like it's very like, you got to follow the rules, you know? And I wonder like now with Arceus, it just looks like it's going to be a little bit more like a free world. You know what I mean? Cause it's going to be like, it's supposed to be like battle gyms and
basically like the prequel to all of the Pokemon like games before, because it's kind of like no one, like all the Pokemon aren't domesticated. You're making the first like Pokedex, and so, you know, the first Pokeballs ever invented, and it's kind of neat. It looks like it has a clip instead of like, I don't know, the way it's made now. So it's kind of cool.
I'm really excited about that one. Now, the Diamond and Pearl, not that excited about.
People are probably going to hate me because I'm in one of the ones that was like against it, because everyone was like, oh, we want a Sinnoh remake. And I was like, I think they could do better than Sinnoh's not really up there for me. Like everybody wanted it, been asking for it for years, and Pokemon Company had just been ignoring it. And now they do it, and then people are so mad how they did it. But I didn't want Sinnoh. I'm not a fan of Sinnoh, to be honest. And everyone was apparently that's their favorite one, but I kind of wanted Jotom.
Yeah, to be honest, Diamond and Pearl are what like pushed me away from Pokemon for a while. Like I played them, but then I was just like, eh. You know, like I wasn't excited about it. It wasn't fun for me. It wasn't like groundbreaking. I don't know. It wasn't like, and I'm afraid is like, it's going to take us back in time. And a lot of my issue is like, you can't really complete a Pokédex in Diamond and Pearl.
No.
Like back in the day, you couldn't, you know, like back in the day, whenever like the cloud didn't exist and you used to have to trade using a link cable, you know what I mean? Like, I don't know if your listeners are that old, but that's how we used to have to do it.
And then you couldn't get the Pokemon because you had to trim to evolve. And if you didn't have any friends, you never could get it.
Yeah. But it was also easier to, like, one of my favorite Pokemon is Eevee and all the evolutions. And it was so much easier to evolve Eevee because you could just go buy whatever stone you wanted. I remember back in the day, like you could just go to the market and buy whatever stone and you'd have to like find them. And then, so I'm kind of like anxious to see if they make improvements to the game or if they stay strictly like just enhance like graphics. Cause if that's the case, I'm going to be so annoyed and I'm going to be the idiot that buys it still. But
yeah.
I'm like, I don't know. I'm not that excited. And then I also like, I don't like remake games at all, really. I just want new stuff. Like I've already been there, done that. I don't care to like go back in time. I feel like I'm replaying the same exact thing.
Yeah, I'm kind of the one that's kind of against remakes as well. But at the same time, some of the Legend of Zelda games, when they were remade, I was like, yes. But Pokemon, some of them, it's like, I think we should just keep going forward.
But yeah, I feel like they do that. It's like, I kind of get it, though. I kind of get it. It's like a new generation that wasn't around back then. Like, now they get to relive that. But I also feel like they aren't going to enjoy it because they're so used to all of these, like, cool and amazing things that Pokemon has developed. And then if they stick to the exact thing that they used to do, it's good. They're going to be like, this is boring. Like, Pokemon has evolved so much, you know?
Yeah, and we finally get the open world everyone's been asking for years.
Yeah, that's been like one of their biggest critiques is like every game for the past, I don't know how many games people have been saying, like, make the game like an open range game, like, let us see what we want. And we're finally going to get that with Arceus. So I'm excited about that. What was the game before Sword and Shield? Do you remember? I can't remember.
Sun and Moon.
That's okay. That's another one that I dip in and out of my love for the games. And I buy them all because I like to try them all. And I never completed that one because that's another one I did not like whatsoever. Like, I didn't like their whole, like, trials. Like, that's the one that you have, like, trials and stuff. Like, I hate that. Yeah,
that's the one where you're, like, in Hawaii.
Yeah, hated it. Yeah, I like gym battles. Like, I want to kick someone's ass in a gym. Like, I like battling and, you know, like, I like doing that. I don't want to, like, do a trial and do this and that. I'm like, why are you putting me through this? I feel like it was torture and I hated it. And I don't even think I got past, like, two trials. Like, I never completed that game. I think it's still on my, well, I'm sure it's still on my system, but because I download all my, I don't buy the cartridges, so.
Interesting. I don't know how I felt about it because it was more of like wild Pokemon, and I don't think you could even catch the Pokemon right when you beat it in the trial. I don't think you could. I'm not sure. I don't remember.
I don't. Yeah, dude. I'm telling you, I barely played it. Like, I wasted $60. Like, I donated to the Pokemon Company $60 for no reason. And I'm also not one of those. Like, I know there's some people that they buy, like, if there's two games, like, they buy both. I'm like, no, I'm not that person either. Like, I'm not going to buy Sword and Shield. Like, I'm going to pick my one and keep that one.
Funny story, I actually bought the wrong one on release date. And I was like, oh, man, but it's too late. So I ended up buying Shield, but I bought it on mistake and I actually wanted Sword. And I was like, oh, my God, but it's too late. I already bought it.
I don't remember which one I bought. I have it on my game system. I don't remember which Pokemon game. Sword and Shield, that's another one that I like. I love the graphics in that one, especially after, I think it was after Let's Go Eevee, Let's Go Pikachu.
Yeah, it was exactly
after that one. Okay, so those games I was obsessed with. Obsessed. Like, I even bought the little Pokeball, like, so the little Pokeball thing that, like, you can, like, control the game with it instead of just using the controller. And so, like, I would play on my TV and have just a little Pokeball in my hand. I literally thought I was Ash Ketchum. Like, I was like, I'm going to catch all these bitches and I'm going to be the number one Pokemon master in the world. I was obsessed.
People, like, critiqued it. They were like, it's not that good and this and that. People didn't want the new game to be like that. But I didn't thought it wasn't bad. I kind of enjoyed it.
Yeah, and I love the graphics, and I love the graphics of Sword and Shield. Like, the gameplay is so smooth, but I haven't even got past the second gym.
I think I beat it.
I haven't got past the second gym, and it's not because I don't like it. It's because I have, like, 3,000 million things going on. And then last year when the pandemic hit, I was like, oh, I'll play, like, Sword and Shield. But Animal Crossing New Horizons came out. And I was like, oh, I'm building this fucking island. Like, I'm going to be the number one Animal Crossing person now. And now my island is boring because it's perfect and I don't do anything on it and check it. And my poor villagers are probably bored. I don't know if you've ever played that, but
I think I took the same exact path you did, and they kind of like, with the pandemic, Nintendo kind of overwhelmed me with games. I bought everything and I never finished anything.
Yeah, so my island is like complete. Like, I was so, okay, this is disgusting of me. I feel disgusted saying this. I was so obsessed with New Horizons Animal Crossing that I have my Switch, and I bought a Switch Lite so I could have another island. And so I bought the game again. And so I had a Northern Hemisphere island and a Southern Hemisphere island. That way I could fish, like invite myself to fish and get all and collect everything. Like, that's how disgusting I am. And because I hate that they limit the amount of like people that like creatures that live on your island, like villagers that can live on your island. And so I was like, well, I want more. Like, I love the penguins. Like, I love a penguin. Hence the reason for the logo of our podcast and the brand, my brand. It's like, I love penguins. And so like, I wanted my island to have all the penguins, but I'm like, I also like unicorns, and there was a unicorn. And I'm like, well, shit, I'm gonna have to buy another game. And so, yeah, I bought another DS and I bought another game. That's disgusting, but I am who I am.
Yeah, it's an addiction.
Yeah. Anyways, I ended up giving my Switch along with the game because I only used it like twice. So the Lite, I ended up giving it to my 6-year-old, or I think he's 6 or 5-year-old nephew for his birthday. I gave it to him, and he's like into Fortnite and all that, so he's obsessed with it. So, but I was like, oh, well, it didn't go to, you know, because I just have like my Switch is just sitting chilling in a bag with all my like games and stuff, and it's just chilling there now. So I'm like, well, there's no reason for that. Yeah, so I think that's it, guys. Really, we just wanted to come on and talk about, you know, what we've got lately. We wanted to talk about the new Pokemon games. And you heard it here first. We are both not looking forward to Diamond and Pearl remakes. If we buy them, by the way, if we buy them, we need to like buy, like you buy one and I buy the other.
Oh, and for sure. So I'm probably going to buy it, even though it's like, I'm not too excited about it, but I bought all the other ones. I might as well.
I'm going to buy it because I'm sick. Like, I'm gross. Like, I'm going to buy it. So, so we'll have to like coordinate that. And then, yeah, and you'll hear all about that experience, guys, when we record that. And yeah, that's it for this episode. Thank you guys for listening, and hopefully you are enjoying the podcast. Remember, we have a YouTube channel where we do unboxings, we do pack openings, and we are posting videos there twice a week on Tuesday and Thursdays. And so definitely check it out. You can check us both out on our social media. The links are provided in the show notes. And until next time, guys, have a great day.